We're back here on the game. Rex Heller will join the show at 5:10. We've got some K-State football for you in hour two as well at 5:25. New sign that there is quite a bit of national respect for K-State. This time I'm not just talking rankings. We're going to debut a new segment surrounding the beautiful mind of Mitch Fortner at 4:50 as well today. So be locked in for that. You know, one thing that's been talked about a lot nationally here as of late, we didn't get a chance to touch on it yesterday. I certainly would have had we had a full show. But ESPN unveiled a couple new things that they are going to do with their programming. They're breaking up Mike and Mike, which surprised me, to put Mike Greenberg on a morning show. The best part of everything that was mentioned to me is that Bomani Jones and Pablo Torre are going to get a TV show together. I think those are two of the smartest guys out there in sports media right now. So I'm excited to see that. But one of the other things that has been announced recently that seems to be drawing the most discussion is the fact that Beth Mowins is going to do play-by-play for one of the Monday Night Football games the first week of the season. They typically do that doubleheader. She'll get the late game with the Chargers and Broncos. Now, Beth Mowins, you may think you haven't heard of her or heard her work, but I guarantee you, if you're listening to this right now, in all likelihood you have, because if you watched the K-State-Texas game last year, you heard Beth Mowins. She had the play-by-play call for that. So just to put this out there, I know this is going to turn into a bigger discussion than just Beth Mowins, but for point of reference, here is what Beth Mowins sounded like calling some of the K-State-Texas game.
Option left, Ertz will keep, and Jesse Ertz will score for Kansas State on a 6-yard run. Inching up to show pressure from the secondary. Ertz is chased out of there. Terrific cut at the 12, and he's got his second touchdown of the half.
All right, so there's some Beth Mowins. Do you recognize that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've heard her do some college football. I certainly recognize her work to this point. Now, is your reaction to hearing that, or was your reaction when she did the game anything different than anybody doing the game? Do you have a problem with it?
No, not at all. She does a good job. I don't think it's her. I think it's someone else that has been doing Big Ten games for a lot of years, like the 11 a.m. slot or that first
I think that is Beth Mowins.
Yeah, I think it might
be. I believe that is Beth Mowins.
A whole bunch of like Northwestern Iowa games and that kind of thing, that early slot of Big Ten. But, yeah, she does a good job, no problem whatsoever.
She has paid dues in that way. I mean, she is not completely unqualified here. I would say that much. Now, what has happened with this, I think, is ESPN continuing a push to just diversify their on-air talent. Everyone's been talking for a while about all the cuts that they made, and there are a bunch of theories, a bunch of reasons why ESPN had to do that. I mean, all of cable TV is suffering right now because people are cutting the cord. We're consuming media differently. I mean, I told you about, like, I hardly ever watch SportsCenter anymore. I consume sports media in a much different way. I think ESPN is fighting to try and figure out how to get in front of all this and ride the next wave to keep this going. And it's going to look a lot different by the time it's all said and done than what things look like right now. And most people, I think, get frustrated when they hear about a female play-by-play voice, or at least a certain amount of people do. And to me, it just fits into a bigger picture of ESPN trying to diversify here, which is them trying to figure out how to get in front of it and trying to figure out how to create the next wave that is going to keep them viable. And there are going to be some swings and misses here. Maybe this will be one of them. Maybe it will not go well. Maybe people really will not like it. But I applaud ESPN for trying to do this, because this whole lineup change that they have, featuring Bomani Jones more prominently, they put the Dan Le Batard show as one of their main ESPN radio shows as well. They have really gone outside, I think, normal people's comfort zones to try and find what works here. And I think a lot of people disagree with that, don't like it. The typical thing you hear is, okay, ESPN's trying to lean left with all this. And, I mean, we went back and forth, but I don't think that has much of an impact on the actual numbers of subscriber loss that forced ESPN to have to make some of those cuts. I mean, I think it was so many different things that are above that on the list of what's having an effect here. But you are naturally, I suppose, diversifying your lineup is going to move you in some ways towards that side. I just don't think that is right now the main reason that ESPN is struggling, and I think it could be a type of thing that winds up saving ESPN and helping them out.
Well, yeah, and I think that you're right in saying that there are some swings and misses. I don't think, by the way, that Beth Mowins is going to be a miss at all. I think that that's a home run on the contrary. I do think that they have had some misses, though, that have contributed to the problem a little bit. And I would say that, you know.
So what? What's a miss?
Well, I would say the 6 o'clock Sports Center. I think that you know, Mike Smith and Jamel Hill. Look, it's not a bad product. It's just not something that really catches my attention. I have given them quite a bit of a chance. I've watched them quite a few times, but I don't want to turn on ESPN and see them interviewing like musical artists. And they've had a bunch of people from outside of the world of sports that they've brought on as guests. I don't really want to see that. That's just me. And you know, that's a personal preference. But it's not just with some of the fluffier stuff like that. They have Jessica Mendoza that does Sunday Night Baseball broadcast now. I don't really like her on the broadcast, but it has nothing to do with her being a woman. It's just that she doesn't contribute some of the analysis that I think at that level, you know, having that primetime broadcast, you need to bring to the table. So there are ways that it is working, and I totally agree with what you said on Bomani Jones and Pablo Torre. Those are two of my favorite guys at ESPN because they bring a lot of the sports knowledge along with the diversity with them. But some of these other moves haven't done that as much, and so I think that it's kind of a mixed bag.
Well, they bring just such a different perspective, which, look, frankly, ESPN for so long had just been the same type of thing. Their radio lineup used to be, it was Mike and Mike, you had Colin Cowherd, you had Van Pelt and Russillo.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you line those guys up in a lineup.
Right.
There's not much difference between every single one of those dudes in terms of what they look like, the perspective that they are going to bring.
I still love Scott Van Pelt. He's still my absolute favorite.
It's not any kind of knock on them. But that was the lineup, and that is within this time frame where things have started to move downhill and they continue to lose subscribers. Like, that was not working. That the old way is not working. So now they're trying something new. They're diversifying things. And let's wait and see how these types of things do months down the road, because right now it's very easy to see all the negative reactions and be like, okay, well, this is a disaster. People really don't like it. People hate change. Okay, change is a difficult thing. And having Bomani Jones on a radio show as opposed to Scott Van Pelt is a stark change.
Yes.
In perspective, in life, in the viewpoints that you have. And there are going to be those that's pretty jarring to. And at first, it may take some getting used to. Hearing Beth Mowins do a game is much different than hearing Mike Tirico do a game. It's going to sound a lot differently, and it is such a difference just immediately hearing it that your natural reaction is to be like, whoa, okay, this is not what I'm used to. I think ESPN is trying to move things in that direction, see what works and what doesn't, and if something can catch on there, they may find the new formula for what is going to work. But what they know is, running out the lineup of all the guys that I just mentioned there before, looking like the same guys that have always been on there, that's what's not been working. They've been doing that, and everything has gone downhill.
The key to making this work is finding the right people to put into those positions and not making it just about, you know, putting more and more women in play-by-play situations just because they're women. You need to find the right ones, the ones that do truly know what they're doing. And that goes, you know, the other way to sports radio with Bomani Jones and everything too. I think that he is the right guy and Pablo Torre is the right guy to put together in a program like that. But you have to make it a lot deeper than just let's find a minority to put out there and then everything will be better because everything's going in that direction anyway. You got to have the substance beyond just who they are as a person. And I do think that the majority of the cases that we've seen from ESPN so far, they have done a decent job of doing that.
Well, and for instance, with Beth Mowins, to your point about you do have to pick the right people, certainly. Yes, you do. But Beth Mowins being a female who is on broadcast, it's fairly rare. But one example I can think of that people now seemingly have come to really respect is Doris Burke,
mm-hmm.
who's done a ton of NBA stuff. And I know there was mixed feelings about her when she first started, but she's excellent at her job and clearly has earned respect. And if you are good enough, people will come around to it. And that's what I mean about at first, it's so different. It's so much change. It's outside of people's comfort zone. That's going to make people react one way at first. But if you are good at your job, if they do pick the right people and they continue to do a good job, eventually people will come back around and you will earn the respect and things will turn out well if you have the right people there doing a good job. And I think that's what ESPN's trying. I'm not saying all of this is a slam dunk. I'm not saying all of this is necessarily right as it is right now. But I think the harsh negative reaction you see with some of this stuff immediately is just because, look, you're trying to take me out of my comfort zone. I mean, if you're trying to make me do something that is outside of my comfort zone, I'm not always going to love it at first. I mean, I'm trying to think of a good example for me recently going outside of my comfort zone. I mean, later this week, I'm going to give out the K-Man Student Athlete of the Year at an assembly in front of a bunch of people. I mean, I sit here on the radio all day, but it's outside of my comfort zone to go talk in front of, you know, 300 high school students or whatever it may be. But by the end of it, I'm like, okay, that was good. I need to get used to doing these things. Like, you get some growth out of that. So if you can push people outside of their comfort zone and eventually show them that this can be good, this can be a good thing, in the end, may work out.
I just, a comparison that I was just thinking of is, you know, making sure that when you are making these changes, make sure that the people that you're putting into those positions are guys like Bomani Jones, have a lot more Bomani Joneses out there and a lot fewer LeVar Balls. You know, I don't, just because those two guys are both black, that doesn't mean that you should force both of them out there because you're trying to force diversity into your network. You got to look for the guys that actually know what they're talking about and bring something to the table. And I feel like ESPN, when they have made mistakes along those lines, they've been really bad ones, looking at Skip Bayless and what they have embraced with LeVar Ball.
Yeah, LeVar Ball would be a bad choice.
He was awful on Coward today. He was really, really bad.
I heard he really fired some people up. Yeah, that did I try and stick up for him at one point in time? Did that happen?
Yeah, you did.
Let's forget about that. 5'10", Rex Hudler is going to be on the show with us. When we come back, someone in sports is trying to anger PETA more than Tyler did recently. You're listening to The Game.